Recording in progress.
Good morning, honorable members of the select committees of trade and competition and transport. The meeting of today was called specifically to deal with the update in terms of our preparation and also readiness for our next week's oversight in the Western Cape. You'll remember that in the meeting that we had in June, we agreed to have an oversight and task the management to put particular attention on the preparatory process. And as a result, there was an expectation that there will be an update to the committee just in terms of where we are around the preparation. We then agreed, myself with my co-chairs, that let's have today's meeting because the focus of the oversight will mainly be around the economic recovery and also transport planning. And also the unfortunate incident that has engulfed the city of Cape Town, particularly the taxi violence, and definitely as the two committees, we could not hold our arms, so it had a major impact in terms of selecting the oversight, particularly given the fact that that the tax values was more or less the same magnitude of the unfortunate incident in both KwaZulu-Natal and also Gauteng province. So that is the reason as to why we then agreed to ensure that this oversight is well prepared. So we will invite the management just to give us feedback. But before that, let me take this opportunity to convey the committee's condolences to Honorable Dango's family and himself in particular, because he has lost the wife. So may the family be comforted, and also Mr. Dango, our condolences, and may the Almighty pull you through this difficult time. And also with Honorable Lanceman, he has lost two members of his family, and the burial, I believe, is taking place this week. And again, our condolences to the family of the landsman, and also may the Almighty give him strength as he go through this most stressful times. Let me, before I deal with the apologies, also give over to Honorable Khai just to also give some opening remarks. Honorable Khai.
No, thanks. I'm covered by your opening remarks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, Chair. In terms of the apologies, Sipeka, are there any apologies that you have received?
No, thank you, Chairperson.
And then let's then get an update in terms of our preparations. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll request my colleague, Madia, to take members through.
Thanks, Lupeka. Can you please make me a co-host so I can actually share the screen?
Yeah, you are a co-host.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank you, members. In terms of the upcoming oversight visit, it's taking place from the 17th to the 20th of August. I'm not sure if I'm audible, Chair.
You are audible, Madia.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Okay, in terms of our program, we're starting on the 17th of August. We're starting with members departing from the Parliamentary Villages Civic Center, the City of Cape Town Civic Center. And from 9 until 1, we'll be meeting at the Council Chambers. At that meeting, we'll be meeting with the City of Cape Town, the Provincial Departments of Economic Development and Transport. And then we'll also have officials from our various departments being present at that meeting. From there in the afternoon, we actually go to the first site visit is to a transport project in Dunoon, which is at the public transport interchange and related facilities. And the second site visit is to a public works project, which is the integrated facilities management in Paro. On Wednesday, which is day 2, we start with site visits in the morning. The first site visit from 9:30 until 11 is to a project called Sigma International. I just want to also say that we had had another project on our program, but what we've done is that we've actually invited that project to be part of our engagement to the City of Cape Town when we meet on the first day. The second site visit is to Department of Small Business Development project called Honest Chocolate. And then the third site visit is to the Belleville Labour Centre. Thereafter, the delegation will depart to Saldanha Bay and sleep either in Saldanha Bay or Langebaan. On day 3, we start with a meeting with the Executive Mayor of the West Coast District Municipality and the Mayor of the Saldanha Bay Local Municipality. We were going to start with a briefing with municipalities, but we were actually advised that they have a meeting in the morning, so they requested that the meeting with the municipality actually be shifted to the afternoon. So immediately after the 1-hour meeting with the executive mayor and the mayor, we are going to go to site visits to the Saldanha Bay Harbor and the Saldanha Bay Special Economic Zone. Thereafter, we're going to visit a Department of Trade and Industry funded project called Blue Sapphire. And then from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock, we'll be having a meeting with the West Coast District Municipality, the Saldanha Bay Local Municipality. Also represented there will be the Western Cape Provincial Department of Economic Development, the Saldanha Bay Industrial Development Zone Licensing Company, and all other departments that fall within our portfolios. And then we'll sleep again at the hotel either in Langebaan or in Saldanha Bay. And we'll conclude the oversight visit with a visit to the West Coast National Park on Friday the 20th of August. And thereafter, members will depart.
Thank you, Madia, for that update. Let me then... probably before we open the floor for engagement from the honorable members, deal with the, maybe just emphasize the point that from where we'll be traveling from, because it will be a committee week, we expect members to do their own traveling arrangement from where they will be to Cape Town. And then from Cape Town, then the committee will take over. That is my understanding, that because it will be in Cape Town, there are practice of ensuring that in this instance, let's utilize our own traveling arrangement from our own provinces to Cape Town. And then the committee will take over from Cape Town. I've noted the hand of Honorable Bosho, Let me just check. Over to you, Honorable Boshoff.
Thank you very much.
I've also noted you, Mushoris, okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. One question, what time will we be picked up in our various parliamentary villages on Tuesday? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Boshoff. Mushoris?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, all Honorable Members. I think Chairperson Honorable Boshoff asked my question because we realize sometimes when we're supposed to pick up on our villages, we don't know the time. And also the drivers, they don't know the, our house numbers, if this issue can be managed properly. And also, Chairperson, let me also pass my condolences to the family of Honorable Dango and Honorable Lansman. And I think it's proper to inform the committee to say last week when I was not on the oversight, I was burying one of my family. And this morning also I received the bad news that my sister husband is passed away, but I'm going to be part of the oversight. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Musholi. Our condolences to your family for the loss that they have suffered. This is a very difficult period through which most of us are going through, and it's a clear illustration that this pandemic is indeed devastating. Maybe just one question, on the first days program, something that I thought I might just try to get. The rep from the taxi association will they also be part of the Monday meeting of the City of Cape Town?
Thank you, Chairperson. Well, when we were preparing this briefing, Chairperson, there was no indication from your side that at least, I mean, we must invite, you know, the taxi association.
Yes, is that something that passed my mind? But of course, given the fact that the Department of Transport will be there, I believe that they will be able to get more details in terms of the process that they've went through, in terms of mediating the impasse that was engulfing the taxi industry in Cape Town. Are there any other clarification questions from members? Then let's then give over to the committee secretaries to respond. Mario?
Thank you, Chairperson. I will respond to the question from Honorable Boshoff about the time as when the members will be picked from their respective villages. It's just unfortunate that our logistic person who is Enrico is not in today, is attending, you know, the COVID test. So, but what I understand is that he will communicate with members in respect to the time, what time it is they are going to be picked up. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, team, how are you?
My Chair, Honorable Kenny, I'm sorry I tuned in late. my apologies for being a bit late. I just want to confirm that I think obviously we are all very concerned about COVID and that sort of thing. And the question is in terms of transport, are we going to be observing COVID protocols in terms of how many people in the vehicles, et cetera, et cetera. Just to be absolutely certain that we don't have any unintended consequences of a good oversight week.
Thank you for that question, Honorable Professor. Madia, I saw your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just in terms of the issue that members raised in terms of the house numbers, if we can also, if members can just message us after this meeting to let us know exactly what the unit, what the unit numbers are. And we can also just confirm the parliamentary villages as well. In response to Mr. Grote-Strautesett's question, there's a number of measures that are in place to ensure the safety of our members. What we will try to do is that, I'll speak to Enrico, but we'll try to arrange that we have that social distancing within the vehicle. But in addition to that, particularly one of the venues that we're going to be visiting, which is the city of Cape Town, the venue is going to be the council chamber. And there's a capacity of 50 to ensure social distancing and to make sure that those safety protocols are in place. So just to let members know, and also what we've also done from our side is that we've approached the SHE unit of parliament to also accompany the delegation to make sure that all other social distancing protocols are in place to make sure that members are able to conduct this oversight safely.
Hey, Pepe, thank you, Maria.
May I ask a follow-up?
Yes, Chief.
In terms of safety, Chair, will the drivers be advised that they must not travel at 170 kilometers an hour in a blue light convoy so that we can travel at the speed limit and not endanger ourselves in terms of a traffic accident? I'm always very nervous after some of my colleagues died in traffic accidents.
Yes, most of my province. Yes.
There's no need, if we are on time, there's no need to speed. It's always something that concerns me slightly.
Okay, good point, Tim. Honorable Bosho.
Thank you very much. I just want to reiterate what Honorable Bartoszek said. I had some hair-raising moments where we were traveling at 160 kilometers an hour this past oversight. But what I would like to find out is that, seeing that we are very set on the protocols with regard to COVID, if one were to travel with one's own vehicle, would we be compensated for that or not? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Bosho. Maybe also, Shubira, just to update members in terms of the interactions that we've had with the committee corresponding with the Premier, the Mayor of Cape Town, and also the ministers, just to inform them about our visit to them. Can just also, in your response, take the members into confidence in terms of their responses.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me start with the first one of Honorable Bosho, whether if members use their own transport, will they be compensated as such? Yes, Parliament normally will compensate members if they use their own transport, but provided that there was no any other way where the member can get to the venue. But if then it is the transport arranged, so it's a different question. But if a member use his or her own transport, yes, they can be compensated. But with that one, then at least, I will request members to allow me to go check with our management team, because this one now is a different situation of COVID. Then at least we'll give the feedback, because we don't want to just, respond now here on this one. And then we don't want a situation where a member will use his own car or her own car, and then Parliament doesn't, reimburse the member. So I think on this one, I will request Honorable Bosho to allow us time at this, to consult. Thank you, Chairperson. Number two, Chair, with regard to the communications, you know, with the stakeholders, yes, Chairperson, we have communicated with the relevant stakeholders in the province. I will talk about, you know, the Western Cape, you know, Provincial Parliament. We did communicated with the Office of the Chairs of Chairs, and they've, you know, responded that they will be joining us in the oversight. They are sending a three committee chairperson. Is the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Public Transport, chairperson on Transport and Public Works. Chairperson of Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Opportunities and Tourism. And chairperson of Standing Committee on Local Government. So they have confirmed they will be part of our oversight visit. And because of the numbers, actually they wanted to come, the whole committee, but because of the numbers, then they couldn't. Also, we communicated with the City of Cape Town as our host. They've, you know, responded that they will be able to host the committee. Yes, and also on top of that, the mayor tendered the apology that he won't be able to be part of the oversight, but he has, you know, requested Councillor Force, to head the delegation in the City of Cape Town. And also then with the Department of Transport provincially, we've communicated with the Department of Transport. We received an apology from the minister, the provincial minister of transport. And further on communication, we communicated with all our sector departments nationally. And well, I will also request my colleague Madia, I see her hand is up, so that at least she can take further members in terms of the communication. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sir Brother. Madia?
Hi, Chair.
Yes, I see your hand is up.
Yes, Chair. Sorry, Chair, I was just on the side of members' facilities now just to check the question, just to determine the answer to the question as far as members using their own transport. What we were advised is that we actually need to get a list of names of members who are going to be using their own transport, because that then means that we'll have to take them out of our transport arrangements, because then the claim won't come from members' facilities, the claim will come from the budget of the committees. So the thing is, members will have to give us their names, but then members must also bear in mind that we're going to be traveling quite extensively. It's not just to the City of Cape Town and back, it's going to be to all the site visits and then also traveling to Saldanha Bay. So members also just need to let us know from the onset how many are willing to use their own transport, and then the amount that they claim for has to be verified by the committee section, and the mileage has to align with the mileage driven by the transport vehicle. So that's the clarity that I just got now from members' facilities.
Thank you, Maria, for that clarity. Honorable Boshoff?
Thank you very much, Chair. And Maria, thank you for the report, the response. Myself, Honorable Brataseth and Honorable Lont will be traveling together, and we will be using my vehicle. So if Maria can make note of that, and she doesn't have to worry about the kilometers because I've got a GPS tracker in my car, so there's no way that I can go and claim extra mileage. Thank you.
Thanks for that information, Honorable Boshoff. Any point, Honorable Khai?
Hello, Chair.
I was inviting you to also make an input, because I believe that we are almost about to conclude our meeting.
No, with regard to the logistics, I'm okay, Chair, except to also emphasize the point that you made earlier. with regard to own arrangements for traveling. Because there are some airliners that have been grounded, so members should make sure that they book their flights on time so that they don't find themselves with flights fully booked. Because for now, I think it's a Fly SA fare that is still operational, and to some extent, I think, is it a link? Yes, a link. So we're only having two airliners that are still operational. So I just wanted to emphasize that. But also the other point that Hlupheka referred to Enrico is the time on which we'll be picked up from the villages. I wanted to suggest at least that the shuttle must leave by 7 because of also of traffic congestion in Cape Town. So those are the two points I wanted to raise, Chair. Otherwise, I'm fine with the program and the other logistical arrangements.
Thank you, Honorable Russia.
Thank you very much. Can I speak, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Shah.
I just want to add to what Honorable Chai said is that if you fly from Joburg to Cape Town, there's an extra airline called Lyft that is also flying that route now. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Shah, for that information. Honorable Mushori.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think now I'm going to use the transport of Parliament for the whole week. I think our secretary must note that I'm going to use the transport of Parliament because I thought Honorable Boshoff will put me on his car. Now he doesn't. So I'll use the Parliament transport.
If I can come in there, Honorable Chair, unfortunately, it's a five-seater and I can only
use you're supposed to put me in your car.
I'll put you in the baby seat.
We must social distance also. So I think more than three in a car will not be observing the safety protocols. Members, I want to believe that we are now clear and informed in terms of what is expected of us. The preparations are in order. We have also impressed upon the team to ensure that the profiles of projects that will be visiting, members are able to receive them on time. But more than that, also the presentations that we are going to receive, we must receive them on time so that we are able to prepare in terms of putting us in a much more better position to engage. But more than that, also our content advisor and also the researchers to do their work so that at least as members, we are fully ready in terms of our oversight visit. Is there any item that I'm leaving out, Chairperson?
No, Chairperson, I think you've covered everything.
Thank you. Maria?
The program, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The yes, third term program.
Good, yeah, let's deal with that. Maria, can you start? Because I believe that Chairperson is still, because of the engagement that you had yesterday, we'll just give an update, but there are amendments that you are making. Over to you, Maria.
Thanks, Chair. If you can just give me a second quickly, I just want to bring the program. There we go. Can members see the team screen?
Yes, you can see it, Maria.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to enlarge the screen quickly. Okay, Okay, in terms of the select committee on today's certain program, Chair, I'm not sure if members are aware, but the parliamentary program for the certain actually got extended. Initially, our program ran up until the 31st of August. Actually, no, it's 3rd of September. But an additional 2 weeks has been added to the NCOP program. And as a result, we've added two additional weeks to the program of the select committee on trade. As indicated, from the 17th to the 20th of August, there is an oversight visit to the Western Cape. On Tuesday, the 24th of August, there will be a briefing by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition on interventions and support to distressed businesses affected by unrest in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Apologies for the typo. On Tuesday, the 31st of August, there will be a briefing by the Department of Small Business Development on interventions and support to distressed businesses affected by unrest in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. On Tuesday, the 7th of September, we've got a briefing with the Eastern Cape Development Corporation, the Buffalo City Development Agency, with regards to economic reconstruction and recovery plan in order to boost economic growth, attract investments and boost job creation in the Eastern Cape province. And then on Tuesday, the 14th of September, we've got a briefing by the Tourism Policy Review Panel. In fact, this was meant to be a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Tourism. However, they will be having this briefing next week. Obviously, our members won't be able to attend due to the oversight, so the committee will be meeting separately with the Tourism Policy Review Panel on the 14th of September. And then that concludes the certain program of the Select Committee on Trade.
Thank you, Maria, for that process of taking members into confidence in terms of our third-term program. Any feedback from members? So let's proceed to Hlupeka.
I just wanted to indicate that with regard to the NCOP program as a whole, is that on the 25th of August is going to be a debate or tabling of the report of all the committees that have conducted the oversight visits to KZN and Gauteng. So it means, therefore, by the time we have that plenary session on the 25th, as a committee, we should have already adopted our oversight report to Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. So the proposal that we put to the meeting is that whilst we will be, on the oversight visit, that on Tuesday evening, we are back to the villages, from 6 in the evening, we should have a committee meeting virtually to consider the report and adopt it in preparation for the debate that will take place on the 25th of August. So that is the proposal. Otherwise, we won't be able to have any other day to consider the report and possibly adopt it before the 25th. Because our next meeting will be on the 24th, which will be a day before the debate of the report. So that's why we're suggesting that we find time on Tuesday next week, say at 6, after we're back from the first day of the oversight visit. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable High, for that elaboration in order to ready ourselves for the debate. We'll now move to the Committee on Transport, that committee program. What do you say, Baga?
I just want to move for the adoption of the program of select committee.
Thank you, Chair. Can you get a second there?
Honorable Mushuri, Chair. Second, Honorable Kai.
Thank you, Honorable Mushuri and Honorable Boshoff for seconding. Can we then invite Hlupeka?
Thank you, Chair Pepper. Our program starts on the 25th of August. Our first meeting will be the briefing by the Department of Transport on the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill. And we'll have two briefings here. And the briefing on the impact of transport operations and recovery plans thereof after the aftermath of the recent violence in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. On the first chairperson, the briefing and consideration of the charter establishing the Southern Africa Development Community Aviation Safety and Organization in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution by the Department of Transport. On the 8th chairperson of September, we'll receive a briefing by a passenger rail agency, PRASA, on the progress report with regard to the refurbishment of the rail infrastructure. Our last meeting, Chairperson, will be the briefing and consideration of the draft regulation of the draft regulation in terms of the 11168 in terms of section 75, subsection 6 of the National Road Traffic Act of 1996, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair. This is the program.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Supervisor. Honourable members, that is the third term committee program for the Select Committee on Transport and Service Administration and Public Works. Any reflection? Can we move
on? I'd like to move for the adoption of the third term program for the Select Committee.
Okay, I will second.
Thank you, Honourable Bratislav, for seconding.
Chair, I would like to. I'd like to also propose another very serious resolution to the committee. Chair, in the interest of fairness and transparency, I think it's very important that all members that have had birthdays since May or are having birthdays in the next 2 months must bring cake during the oversight visits next week. Fulfilled my promise in that regard, and I believe all members should be subject to the same protocol.
Chair, if I may come in here.
Yes, Honourable Bartosz.
Seeing that Honourable Bartosz is so good at baking cupcakes, we'll give him the honour of baking for everybody else that's having a birthday.
That was not the resolution, Chair. That was an unintended consequence.
that's a concrete proposal on the table from another team, that is it.
mine is in October, Chair.
Oh, great.
I'm done to eat my cake on April, Chair. I'm done to eat my cake on April on the 18, 50 years old.
Thank you. Other members, let me then take this opportunity. Yes, yes, we are looking forward to that. We are looking forward to Honorable Khai and also Honorable Momoro Khai. Other members, I want to believe that we have sufficiently for the preparatory process for our oversight visit and also taking Honorable members into confidence in terms of our third program. And let me then take this opportunity to convey my gratitude to your commitment to the work of the committee within the context that is quite unusual, the pandemic, but the work of Parliament continue, the work of holding the executive account must continue, and we will do that observing strict protocols so that we are able to emerge out of our work space, and it is important that at all material ensure that we are safe. The meeting of the honorable members is now adjourned. I see that there's Bella. He's in a hurry to go home. Thank you, honorable members.
Recording stopped.